Live from the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Georgia's top state House Democrat wants to make it harder to purge voter rolls. House Minority Leader Bob Trammell of Luthersville introduced a bill Friday. It would remove a 1997 state law that allows state officials to target people who don't vote for a certain number of years and they fail to confirm their address. The AJC reports more than 1.4 million voter registrations have been canceled in Georgia just in the past 6 years. Backers call the requirements fraud prevention. Trammell tells the AJC that with today's technology, it should be getting easier to vote, not harder. There will be a recount in the race to represent Gwinnett and Forsyth counties in Congress. The Georgia Secretary of State has just scheduled a recount for tomorrow morning of ballots for Republican Representative Rob Woodall and Democratic challenger Carolyn Bordeaux. Bordeaux requested the recount once results showed her trailing Woodall by 419 votes. That is out of 280,000 cast. Georgia law does allow a recount if the margin between the candidates is 1% or less. The holiday travel season at Atlanta's airport is well underway. GPB Stephen Fowler reports traffic at Hartsfield-Jackson is not expected to slow down anytime soon.
During Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, millions of people fly in and out of the airport. And Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says this year could set a record.
It's predicted that we will welcome 353,000 passengers the day before Thanksgiving. And that's roughly the equivalent of filling Mercedes-Benz Stadium 5 times.
On Sunday alone, 93,000 people are expected at the airport. With Super Bowl 53 happening in February, Hartsfield-Jackson officials say the crowds will continue. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
Americans will be spending less on their Thanksgiving meal this year. As GPB's Sophia Salaby reports, the cost is down for a third straight year.
A survey from the American Farm Bureau finds the average cost of a Thanksgiving meal is less than $5 a person. This is the lowest price since 2010. Turkey is down 3%. A 16-pound bird will cost you about $21. Greg Hutchins of Heritage Farm in Bowdoin sells organic pasture-raised turkeys. He says while his birds are more expensive, he's seen customer demand go up.
And they are being driven more to local and sustainably raised, especially meat.
The survey also includes the cost of other foods found in a traditional Thanksgiving meal, like stuffing, sweet potatoes, and pumpkin pie. For GPB News in Atlanta, I'm Sophia Salaby.
I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.